You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. We are on the earth for a reason, and we can either spend a lifetime trying to learn how to determine what life is all about, or we can simplify our lives and get to the business of living life with intention and clarity. You see, each person comes into this world with a specific destiny. He has something to fulfill. Some message has to be delivered, some work to be completed. We are not here accidentally. You are here meaningfully. There is purpose behind each and every one of you. The whole intends to do something through you. So hello, everyone. I am Reverend Dr. Edvige, welcoming you in today and to let you know how much you are loved and appreciated for tuning in, because I know that you've made the choice to be here in this moment with me. If you like what you hear, spread the word, tell your friends. And actually, if you'd like me to discuss a particular subject or topic, email me, because my goal is for all of us to advance on this path of life. As you know, I'm a transformational life coach. I'm also an energy healer and activator, and I'm an author of an upcoming book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. So I invite you to connect with me today. So, you know, my intro was all about we are on a particular path. And it's interesting, before I bring on my guest, I just wanted to go over a little bit about what that path might look like. And this idea of default. I had a conversation earlier today with a friend, and we talked about living through default. And as a counselor, I like to help people to get off this thing we call autopilot, because to become a conscious thinker and to really move through this awakening process, you have to get off of autopilot. It's a really important principle. So I thought I'd share a little bit of what that looks like. So you have two choices, two options. You can continue to live through default, or you can begin to live with intention. And here's the difference, right? Default, you get what you get, what you get. So you're going about your day, you're on autopilot, you're doing the same thing the same way, wondering why you're having the same results, getting the same experiences. You may be in a relationship that you don't like, you may be in a rut in a job that you don't like, and you can't figure out why you're not getting more, why you're not getting that dream job that you desire, why you continue to have these types of relationships. It's because you're living through default. And living through intention is you have to then understand the universal laws, the universe, and how source works. And so, one, you're tapped into the energy of all that is, and one, you're simply not tapped into that energy. And so when we live through intention, it's because we are tapped into that energy. We are off of autopilot, and we now are consciously in every moment aware that source, that God is with us. And when God and source is with us, right, we then intend, because we understand that it's energy, and we intend. So I intend to have a joyful day. I intend to have a better job. I intend for my soul purpose to be revealed. I intend to have loving, harmonious relationships. And then the energy, that universal energy, can bend, fold, and mold through us, for us, to bring that which we are a match to us. And that's a really, really important concept to grasp as we walk this path. And I just wanted to share that with you because it's really that important. Today, my special guest and I are going to be discussing the journey of the awakened heart. And I can't tell you how important this journey is. The awakened heart for me, you know, I've had past episodes where I've discussed how the heart has tons of neurotransmitters. It's like a brain. And actually, it can think for you. Before we fell, we used to have our consciousness in the heart space. So that's how important it is, this idea of the awakened heart, because we really used to live and breathe and create from our heart. And that would go out. It would express itself, it would come back to us tenfold, and then it would return to source, to God, as expressed. And that was the process before we fell. So it's really important as well that we understand this idea of getting back to the heart, to the awakening heart. So my guest today is Jeff Fanzano. Jeff is an author. He's a Reiki master. He's a light ascension therapist. He's a trance channel. And, well, he's also a very popular and well-respected photographer in the indie music scene and in Broadway and theater. I've had an opportunity to speak with him. I've also gone to his website, and he's taken some phenomenal photos of celebrities that we would all easily recognize. So quite impressive. But Jeff is a transformational messenger for the teachings from the angelic realms and imparting their wisdom and their guidance to the world. At the age of 40, he found his passion for photography that led him to live a life he only imagined, and it became the doorway to his life purpose, his soul purpose. And so it's really exciting that we're going to have him on in a moment because, you know, this whole thing is about finding soul purpose. And so he's going to share that with us just in a moment. We'll be right back.
Affirmations for Living is about affirming a positive way of living because it's your birthright to live with passion and purpose and to prosper. You will learn how to connect your higher conscious mind as Reverend Dr. Adige takes you on an inner journey of self-discovery and higher awareness while utilizing a process that releases the negative emotions that have been keeping you bound to a life that is not in alignment with who you truly are as a spiritual being. Imagine that right now in this very moment, you can learn to create limitless opportunities. What do you want? Health, wealth, happiness? To find your soul purpose, we have the tools that will support the manifestation of your dreams and desires. From our affirmations and guided meditations to our webinars and transformational spiritual life coaching, the choice is yours. To learn more, visit us at affirmationsforliving.net. And don't forget to get the smartphone app Awakened today. It's free. Change your thinking. Change your life.
Okay, I am back. Once again, this is Reverend Dr. Adige, and as you heard, you are listening to Affirmation for Living with me, Dr. Reverend Adige. And so my guest, Jeff, should be on the line. Jeff, are you there?
I am, Adige, but I just want to ask you a question, and I know that we're live and on the air right now.
Yes, we are.
But I live in a crazy place, and we are going to lose telephone connection, so could I call you guys back on another line?
Well, I guess if you can do that while we're talking, just dial in.
Yes, I can. It's crazy Okay. Here. I live in Palos Verdes, California, and the telephone, and sometimes the telephone reception is awful.
Okay, so let me just find out what number.
I'm very sorry about this. It just happens sometimes, and it's happening right now.
Well, because we're in a storm, and the weather is like that here as well. Okay, so dial 530.
Okay.
327.
Okay.
7602.
Will do.
Now, you can wait till you get cut off, or do you want to just do that right now?
I'm doing it right now.
Okay, so we're still speaking. Yay.
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay. And so I just wanted to welcome you in. I know you're really busy doing lots of wonderful things, and we're going to share that. So let's see.
I am here.
Okay. And is the line ringing?
No, it's 530-327-7602, correct?
530-327-7602, yes.
Right, it's busy. So if somebody can call me on, if your producer can call me on that line, but we could still talk here.
Oh, I think you have to hang up first because you're on that line. That's what
another number. I'm so sorry about this, but this happens sometimes here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, try 530-413-4522. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Did you get that number?
It's good. Thank you.
All right. No problem. You know what? It happens, and it's live, and that's okay, and our listeners are fine. You know, that's
there
the
we
thing.
Are. I'm back here. This sounds perfect. Much better.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, you know, and that's the wonderful thing about this. And the energy also got really strong because before you came on, before I sat down and prepared for our call about 10 minutes, 15 minutes prior to, I was pulsing and vibrating and I could see the energy was going to be really strong. And actually, all of a sudden, I felt the presence of Michael and I looked at the time and it was 444. So it's going to be a powerful 50 minutes, to say the least.
Cool. I'm so sorry. It is a lot of energy out there these days.
Yep. Okay, so with all of that behind us now, moving forward, Jeff, tell us who you are. I know you're a photographer, and I've seen your site and just amazing work. So how did you go from that to the work that we're going to discuss?
Oh, well, it's been my doorway. I started at the age of 40. I quit my job, my day job that I was doing for 18 years back in New York City, and to create a new life. Michael always talks about creating a new life, and I wasn't doing this work back then. And through photography, I met a wonderful woman, Maria Rangel, who I still work with this day, to introduce me to another woman, Alexandra Bose, who introduced me to gentleman by the name of Robert Baker back in New York City, who had a group that he called the Angel News Network.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sorry, Children of Light.
Okay.
And it was working with Robert, who is a transchannel of Gabriel, opened me up.
Mm-hmm.
And I started working with him, simultaneously building a whole new life as a photographer.
Wow.
And that not only changed my life, it saved my life.
And how did it do that?
I knew there was something. Archangel Michael always talks about a knowingness. There was a knowingness inside of me that knew something had to shift. There was something, I don't like to use the word missing, but that's what I said back then. There's something missing here.
Mm-hmm.
And what was missing for me was a passageway within. And for the lack of a better term, a spiritual pathway. Mm. A pathway where my heart really needed to open up. So I started doing that work, became a Reiki master, light ascension therapist through Robert. And then in 2002, I was on my 44th birthday, went to my friend Deborah Gill, said, why don't you come over and we'll do a healing session on me for your birthday. And I laid down, she heals with crystals. I drifted, released and let go. After a while, I opened my eyes. I said, that was a quick hour. She says, that was 2 hours and you channeled the Archangel Michael.
There you have it. Yeah, you know, it's pretty amazing when we truly grasp this idea that we are spiritual beings, souls in these physical bodies. And boy, when we can clear, because you know I do clearing energy work on people and healings myself and activations. And you know, I'm amazed. I'm so amazed at the vastness of who we are when we let go of ego and we can really clear and let go of all the mud and all the stuff that no longer serves us. And when we heed the call to that higher calling of who we truly are, our authentic selves. And you did that. It's amazing, the process. Fascinating.
It's a necessary process.
Yeah, you know, and what, again, is always so interesting to me, we always have that chaos moment to bring us into harmony. You know, it's like, okay, I knew things were going a particular way and it needed to change. I hear that over and over and over again. And so that's fascinating to me as well, how that happens. And I know it happened for me. So, you know, then where do you believe you are spiritually then? Right now.
Oh.
I got good questions for you.
where am I? I'm still doing it, still doing the work.
I have grown so much. I've learned so much. I live more deeply from my heart. Mm-hmm. I through what I learned and the bioenergetic process that I learned with Robert, which is a very, very deep process of moving within and clearing and where I am so much more deeply conscious and aware of myself, but so much more in love with myself, mm-hmm. honoring myself, valuing myself, living the life, like I said earlier, I created a whole new life at the age of 40, but it was my life. And I could never have done all of this without really continuing and moving in a deep personal process where I have let go of so much stuff and so many attachments to the outside third dimensional world.
Yeah, it's so important that we really recognize that we, like I said, are these spiritual beings, and we have to do the work to release and to let go and to allow our true selves to come forth. You know, it was interesting for me. It was back in 2003. And I've been visited by benevolent beings from the time I was 12. And the first time lasted about 6 years. And they would take me flying out into space, looking at cosmos and the creation. And then I would land on a bridge, and then I would dive into the depths of the ocean. And it was a Hathor that used to come and get me. And it was, crazy, 12 years old, looking at me laying in bed, and I'm hovering above me. I'm like, well, how is that possible? And that continued for 6 years, all these lessons. And you know, life happens, and so you get on your path, you do your thing, and, you know, that's what you do. And all of a sudden, in 2003, you know, singing, because I was a singer here in Las Vegas, singing and doing my thing, car accident happened. And in that, I went into this still beautiful white place, and that's when it all started again. And the angels came and said, it's time for you to do your job. You're here to bring people into the light. I'm like, how am I supposed to do that? And then they started showing up again. And every other week, a different benevolent being, whether they be Assyrian or from you name it, started showing up and teaching me. And it's like, oh, okay, I am a spiritual being. Okay, I really get that now. Okay, I do have specific abilities that I'm supposed to practice and remember, right? Because this is about remembering and disconnecting from the outside and connecting in internally and fulfilling what it is I said I'd come forth to do. So it's fascinating how each of us has a story in its own unique way, but we all have that underlying, you know, getting back on what it is you said you'd come forth to do. Just amazing to me. So how do you think, how did Michael, why do you think he chose you? Or were you just open and receptive and on that frequency and you tapped into it?
Well, when it first happened, I hadn't a clue. I mean, I knew Archangel Michael. Okay, what is all that about?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to learn a lot, and it was a process. When Michael explains it, it's over many lifetimes, a preparation over many lifetimes.
Yep.
And to energetically prepare for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the important part. The important part here is through the work I did with Robert Baker and all the energetic work that I did and the clearing, it's about energetically preparing for the frequency of the energy. So that's part of the preparation. I mean, this is not conscious. I wasn't doing this. And then once you get to that place where you can connect to the specific frequency, the reason why this energy or this specific frequency from the archangelic realm of Michael connected with me was to bring in the bodies of teaching that I have brought in from Michael, which are five bodies of teachings, one of which is my book, Journey of the Awakened Heart, but there's four other bodies of teachings that he brought in.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's about the personal process. What Michael brings in is about the personal process, moving within, exercises, teachings, lessons, messages, giving you the tools to move within so you can, you know, fully honor, love, value yourself, change your life, live your life, connect with your passion, connect with your mission in this lifetime, and thus fully connect to your soul fragment's divine plan. And that is my purpose in this lifetime, and my mission in this lifetime. So this energy helps me, and it also helps other people.
Mm-hmm. So now, you know, and I know quite a bit about channeling, but I'm not sure, you know, what the audience knows. So how do you channel? Do you go into meditation? What is your ritual look like? What does your ritual look like?
Well, I'm a trance channel.
Okay.
And what that means is that I completely leave my body.
Mm-hmm.
And then the energy comes through and speaks to you. What I do is I close my eyes and mm-hmm. I repeat, I release and let go, this is not about me. And I keep on repeating that, and I feel myself drifting and drifting and drifting. Mm-hmm. And then I see like a flash of white light. And then I see this hologram, because I'm a visual person, I'm a photographer. We have to know on some level that we're connected.
Mm-hmm.
And I see this hologram of Michael on a horse. And then he points his scepter at me. And then the next thing I know, I open my eyes and the session's over.
Wow.
So that's the process.
Pretty fascinating. Now, you know, I was looking at your information and there are those five agreements from Archangel Michael. I really would like to go over those five agreements because, you know, that's an amazing foundation for everyone to have and obviously why it came forth, right? So agreement one is to commit to the world service, commit to world service. If you would just go into as much detail as you can, what that means.
Why are we here? The agreement that you make with yourself is that I am here to be in service for the greater good of others, utilizing my unique talents and gifts. How do I give to the world in the we consciousness of the world in service to the world, whatever that may be for you?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first agreement, that we're here to give. We're here to be in service to others and thus in we consciousness. So that's basically what world service is.
Yep. So now how long ago did he give you these agreements?
These agreements came in 2007.
Okay.
We were forming, back in New York City, we were forming a group called Children of the Awakened Heart, and with five of us. And so we said, let's bring in Michael. And Michael came in and said, before you form anything, guys, he didn't say this way, before you even can consider forming an endeavor, an organization, a group, we're going to bring you five agreements.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to bring these five agreements to you. And it's up to you to go through these agreements and agree to them with yourself. So before we even started anything, Michael said, we're bringing these agreements to you, and it's for you individually to agree to them individually, and then you can start your group, guys, and then bring these agreements into the group and agree to them within the group. And
makes
that's what he called them.
Sense.
He called them guidelines to live by.
Absolutely. You see, because in order for you to share, it's not even so much about you telling. It's about you doing and you being first. And through your example, others will see. So, yeah, that truly makes sense to me. So the second one is commit to personal process. Commit to a personal process. What personal process? What does that mean?
It means, as we were just speaking before, I was telling you about my process with Robert Baker of the movement within.
Mm-hmm.
It's always about the most important thing that Michael asked us to do is if we are committing to world service, and you can see how these link to each other. If we are committing to world service,
mm-hmm.
and we are giving of our talents and gifts to others, it's important to be the message that we're giving to others. Gone are the days of do what I say, not what I do.
You got that right.
The full embodiment of what you are giving to the world.
Mm-hmm.
The only way we can really get to that place of being our message and being with one with another is to be in a process that allows us to process what's going on within us. Things come up. We hit blind spots. We need to process all of this continually on a personal process, whatever that is for you. So a personal process that I went through with 4 years with Robert Baker, I was doing that. And mm-hmm. I continue. It's committing to a process of, because what this does, it allows you to stay present with what's transpiring within you constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, getting off of autopilot,
to,
like I said
like
earlier.
It's checks and balances thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's what that is. And you could do that with a friend. You know, be open to when a friend says, hey Jeff, you know, we're doing this and I'm feeling this and this stuff's coming up. I'm not sure if you recognize it. I might go, oh wow. So let's talk about that. That is part of a personal process.
Okay. So really, it's also acknowledging when something arises, acknowledging that there's an issue, there's something that needs to be addressed and released.
Exactly.
And yeah, that's transformational, you know, work. What's going to transform you from the me to the we consciousness of it. So,
it's always about being honest and authentic and transparent with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it also keeps you in a place that you don't know everything.
Exactly. Well, and isn't that the truth? And it's so important to recognize that and to be okay with that. And, you know, there's so many different layers to this because, you know, that thing when someone offends you, it's because it's something within you that needs to be addressed and released and to really bless them. So it's really to let go and really start to look at yourself and your world through a different perspective, you know, because
yeah.
Things are just mirroring who you are. So no longer can we put things in little boxes and wrap them up and pretend they don't exist. This process is really about uncovering the layers, peeling back the onion and discovering who you truly are, not allowing this false programming to, you know, to create this illusion of who you think you are. So, yeah, that's a deep one.
Yeah, and cracking that ego mask.
Yeah, and that process right there, number two, can take a while. I know I do counseling, and that process, yeah, definitely is the longest process to really get people to go through and peel back those layers.
Right. It doesn't mean that you stay in therapy for your entire life. That's
oh, God,
not what
no.
That means.
No, no.
It always means about you're always in process of when you hit, as Michael calls them, blind spots. So you can process the blind spot so the blind spot doesn't turn into a roadblock.
Correct. So number three, focus on what is in your life.
Yes.
What does that mean?
That means to stay present with the present, with what is in your life, and simply about, as opposed to constantly looking at what isn't in your life yet.
Mm.
Where what you're looking at, is what is in your life, is looking at the glass is being full. Michael always talks about the well inside of you is always full.
Mm-hmm.
What we do, and I include myself, at times we look at, oh, this isn't in my life, this isn't in my life, this isn't in my life yet. This is, and we are constantly yearning after what isn't. And it's a never-ending search. So to begin with, it's always about looking at what is in your life.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening? What is? It keeps you in the moment, and in each and every moment. And you know that's pretty much what living it with what is.
Well, you know, and it's interesting too because understanding, you know, that's like, and I always say, it's like going down a buffet line. You know, here I'm in Vegas, so we understand the buffet line, right? And so you wouldn't go down this the line and look at the food and say, no, I don't like that, and no, I don't like this, and no, ew, that looks nasty, and no, I don't want that. And that's what that I don't have this mentality is. You're going to go and say, oh, this looks delicious. I'll have some of that, and I'll have a little bit of that. And this is wonderful. And, boy, I'm really enjoying this. And it just the way I said it, shifted your energy. And when you begin to pay attention and give energy to those things that you have, those things that are enjoyable, then the universe says, well, they like that. Look at their feel their energy. More, please. And so it really is understanding these universal laws of attraction, of vibration, of resonance. And if you only ever talk about what you don't have, you'll only ever have that same conversation. You have to begin to see that cup as being half full with all the things that you desire, giving thanks and gratitude for them in every moment, and knowing that that will create more of what you like, right?
Yeah, it's definitely, you said something at the very beginning about setting our intentions for what we want in our life. Michael always says, you know, what we say we want in our life. But the only way that we can really, truly have what we say we want is if we already know what we have.
Exactly.
We already know who we are.
Yep.
Concentrating on what is. What is in my life? Stop during the day. Where am I? What is? What's going on? Be grateful for your talents and gifts. Be grateful for who you are. And it really keeps us on a higher level of resonance.
Absolutely. Gratitude is so important. And, you know, I always share that to stop throughout the day. Examine how you're feeling, right? Because that's your little guidance. And so if all is well and you're feeling good, be thankful and continue. And you examine your thoughts and your feelings. And if you are feeling a little down, you're feeling, tweak it. Find something in that moment to be grateful for. You know, it's so wonderful to have gratitude prayers every night. Find new things to be grateful for so that it's not in vain. And the smallest of things, I step outside. I remember one morning I was opening my bedroom windows and there was a little bunny rabbit out front. And I'm like, thank you, God. Thank you for the beauty of nature. It's to find things to be thankful for in the simplest of things, because they're provided for us to enjoy, to see the beauty, and we have to see that. So, yeah, it's just amazing when we really begin to change our perception of things, how life really becomes so much more fuller. So number four is develop a sense of self. What is that, and how do we do that?
Love yourself. The entire process that and all the teachings that are in my book that Michael gives us and other energies or other multidimensional energies and teachings is about developing a deeper sense of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
How much do I love myself? Do I honor and value myself? Gaining know who you are, a sense of who you are, a sense of self. Not the perception, not the mask, but a real deep not understanding, because understanding is in our mental bodies. It's a deep-rooted knowingness of the essence of who we are. A deep-rooted knowingness of the essence of who we are.
Okay.
And that is why Michael asked us to stay, be in a personal process and be with what is.
Now, for those listening who find it difficult to love themselves, what would you say?
First exercise Michael ever gave us was write down five aspects of yourself that you love about yourself. It's about examining, I mean, even asking the question right away. It's like, a great exercise Michael gives us is walk over to a mirror, look in the mirror, and say to yourself, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And then be with the feelings that come up. Because there's a lot of, and this is an exercise in my book, part of it anyway, is be aware of the constant voice in your head that's judging and shaming yourself constantly. So the first because what we're doing through this and all the teachings and the exercises that Michael gives, it's not about fixing ourselves, mm-hmm. getting rid of ourselves. It's about simply raising our awareness and consciousness to ourselves. Mm. So if someone is having a challenge of loving themselves, I would ask them, where are you judging your shame and shaming yourself
mm-hmm.
first? And to bring your awareness to that. But also look at write down five aspects of yourself that you love about you. What do you love about you? And begin there, because the bottom line is that we incarnated into this human form in the third dimension already loving ourselves. We have just been conditioned through the mental body, through mom and dad and whatever, that is judged in shame who we are.
Exactly.
And that's where we want to get back to, is the essence of ourselves. I love me.
Mm-hmm.
I love me. Can keep on just affirming that. I love me. I am wonderful. I am fantastic. And then when the judgment and shame comes in, that's part of the process to go, what are you judging and shaming? Who? Who are the voices in your head that are judging and shaming you?
Exactly. Now, you can have things, habits that you may not like, you may smoke and you want to quit smoking, and so you don't particularly like that thing about yourself, but you can still love yourself. So, one doesn't negate the other.
Right. Yeah. But look at the judgment and shame. That's the first thing. It's really important. We all do that. We all do it. I do it.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, it's about when we raise our awareness and consciousness. Oh, and then the first thing, another thing to do right off the bat is ask ourselves, where am I? And can I accept with compassion where I am in my life right now?
That's an important question.
Yeah, that's the very first teaching Michael brought in back in 2006, acceptance and compassion. Can we always accept with compassion where I am? I might not like where I am. I might have done something with that. But, okay, can I accept with compassion where I am and then be aware of judgment and shame? These are the first couple of things that we all can do that will raise our awareness and consciousness to go, wow, I'm constantly judging and shaming myself and beating myself up.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Anyway, those are a couple of ways to begin.
No, those are wonderful. Thank you. Those are very cool. Okay, and then finally, agreement number five, receive love.
Yes.
Mm.
Well, there you go. Can you look in the mirror, look straight in your eyes and say, I love you, and receive it?
Oh, indeed. I love me in every aspect. My higher self.
Yeah, it's about, I think, one of the biggest challenges that all of us have, many of us have, is really receiving love.
Open
our hearts to receive love. Most of us have layered the armor around our hearts because if we really, truly receive love, our abandonment issues might come up. Or you might say, yeah, you want to love me. What's the catch?
Exactly.
What do I have to do for you?
Which is such conditional love, right? They don't even understand unconditional love. That agape love. That spiritual love.
Yeah. And unconditional love, as Michael tells us, is full acceptance and compassion, with compassion of yourself, without judgment and shame. That's unconditional love.
And that's such an important thing, that word compassion, because we really must be more tender and genteel with ourselves. We want to judge ourselves and beat ourselves up. That's not having compassion for yourself, and that's not serving your higher good, So that word compassion is extremely important.
Edwige, an exercise in my book, and I don't talk a lot, but Michael when we get to this part about receiving love,
mm-hmm.
Michael asked us to do something, one thing every day, and it's I'm sure a lot of people have been given this exercise, but do something good for yourself that brings you the greatest amount of joy every day.
Mm.
He also asked us to make a date with ourselves. On Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock, I am going to do this for me. And then he says, see if you keep it.
Wow. See if you're important enough to yourself, right? Wow. Wow.
Right. And then if you go and do something wonderful for yourself. I mean, I remember when I first got that, I was like, wow. Whoa. Okay. And then when we do that, whatever that is, can you move into quiet and silence and receive what you have just given to yourself?
Yes. Wow. That's powerful.
Yeah, that's very, very, it's a very powerful exercise
mm-hmm.
because as Michael tells us, in order for us to fully receive from another, we have to receive love from ourselves first. That's why he gives that exercise.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful stuff. You know, because so much will come up. It's like, I can't take that time for me, or I'm not worthy. And, you know, that's where that little voice will come in. So, yeah, what a powerful exercise. I like that.
Yeah, it is. And receive it. Spend time. Mm-hmm. Give yourself. And when you're giving to yourself, just open your heart and receive love. See, and then it's all about feelings. Because what we're all doing, Michael says this, we're either having the life we say we want, or we're avoiding the feelings that if, in fact, we felt them, we'd be having the life we say we want. It's all about feelings.
Yeah, it is. Wow. So what do you think Michael's main teaching is about? If you had to sum it up in one succinct statement, what do you think that would be?
To move within, to honor value, and love yourself with meaning, value, and purpose. Rediscover, remember your talents and gifts. Move within and fully embody who you are. Embody your talents and gifts so you can connect with your passion and your mission and your purpose in this lifetime to connect with your soul's divine plan that will allow you to live in we consciousness and give in service to the world.
Wow, beautiful. So, wow. Now, how many books do you have out right now?
I personally have one book.
Okay, and so how can we get that?
To get my book, I'm also co-founder of the Angel News Network with...
Mm-hmm.
My compadres, Joel Anastasi and Philip Collins.
Yes, they have both friended me. Hi, guys.
We have seven. Yeah, we have seven books, but you can go for my book. We'll begin with that. You can go look at my book along with the six other books that we have at the Angel News Network, and you can go to www.theangelnewsnetwork.com. Look at what we do there. It's a lot of great stuff. Go and look at our books at that book section. You can buy all our books there. Synopsis, there's videos, there's audios. It's a well-encompassed website. I also have a website that I started called Journey of the Awakened Heart.
Okay.
And you can go there. It's www.journeyoftheawakenedheart.net. That's the title of my book, and you can purchase that book there as well. There's videos and audios and channeled messages, just like in the Angel News Network. And to go see my photography work, it's jefflasano.com.
Yeah, awesome work, as I said earlier, awesome work. So now back to the Angel Network. What is the goal? Because there are the three of you are the founders, correct? So
yes.
How do you have meetings? Do you have workshops? What do you offer on your site?
I currently personally me, I do Michael gatherings out here in Los Angeles. I have two right now where I bring Michael in. He comes in with a message, and then he opens up for questions. People actually can speak to Michael and ask him a question. I do one-on-one sessions as well. You can go book a one-on-one session where you have an hour and you could work with Michael for an hour. Those are the two of the things that I do. Right now online, we're doing we're hosting what we call the Weak Consciousness Forum.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're actually going through the very last body of teachings that Michael brought to us called Weak Consciousness Conversations.
What does that look like?
So we're up to, that was seven lessons, seven teachings.
Mm-hmm.
And we're up to teaching number six, and we're doing that. You can go onto the Angel News Network website to the events section and read all about that and join us.
Okay.
Doing that.
Is that online or is that in person? Do they have to come to California or?
No, that's online, and we're also, since Philip Collins is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, we have a classroom that people can join us there as well. We've got a lot of God. If I think about it, we have a lot of things going on.
It's all good. That's why we're here to talk about it.
Busy stuff.
And it's all good stuff. See, isn't that just amazing? It's like there's never a shortage of being of service. You know, it's like, well, how do I bring people into the light? Be of service and just do. And
yeah.
Trust me, it shows up. So just amazing stuff. So, okay, that's the Angel Network. And then you also have the name of your book, once again, is Journey of the Awakened Heart. So you have that website, and that's a .net.
Right.
So they can get your book, and they can also go and sign up for one-on-one sessions or online classes as well.
Well, if you're in Southern California, I do a group in Malibu once a month, and a group here in Redondo Beach twice a month.
Very cool. Lots of good stuff. So we still have a few more minutes. I just want to ask you, is there any other message that you feel that Michael wants to bring forward? Do you want him to come in, or do you just want to, you know, say a few more things that you truly want to make sure that everyone understands about your work and Michael?
I mean, I'm here. My purpose here is to really help and guide and support others to love themselves, honor themselves, value themselves, see their greatness, see their powerfulness,
mm-hmm.
Find that passion inside of yourself that brings you the greatest amount of joy, what you love that brings you the greatest amount of joy. All of this stuff, that's what's most important to me, because I had to find it on myself, for myself, and I finally got it when I turned 40, you know, and if I can help people, so that's my purpose. And if I can help people really go within and move past their stuff to say, you know what, I want to live my passion. And believe me, when you connect with that knowingness within, you will never fail. Because what you do, and when you connect to that knowingness inside of yourself, that I have connected to my passion, what you are doing is connecting to a part of your soul's divine plan.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a divine plan, and it's in your divine plan, there's no way in the world you can fail at that.
Absolutely.
It's impossible to fail at it. It's just the conditioning, all the stuff that we've been conditioned with that holds us from that.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael's teachings are all geared, since that's my purpose and my mission, Michael's teachings, the reason why Michael has connected with me with those teachings is because it's connected with my purpose in this lifetime. These teachings help you do all of that, help you get out of your own way and help you peel the layers, help you go within so you can really, really say, you know what? I want to live with my life with joy. I want to do what I want. I want to live the life I say I want and stop living a life and keep on looking at the life I say I want.
Yeah, boy, and that's such a big difference, because we're so quick to look at the other side of the fence and see the grass is greener on the other side, right? And instead of living that life yourself, or we wait to retire to do those things we've always wanted to do, and then you wind up an elderly person sick and never getting to do those things you always dreamt of doing. Wow. And so it's about finding the strength, the wherewithal to begin to live your life as you're living.
Yes, it's all about, and we all can do it, believe me. It's just a matter of, it's just a matter of raising your awareness and consciousness to your conditioning. And it's courageous to move within. And if you're called to really want, say, you know what, my old life, I'm looking at my life and it's not working for me. There are parts of it is, but I need to change. Well, then you've come to that crossroads, and then you can connect with teachings like that Michael offers that will help you jump over that fence, and your life will be much greener than it might be right now.
Exactly. And so, you know, that's a wonderful thing to close us with, that regardless of where you are in this moment, whether you're feeling lost, whether you're feeling like, oh my gosh, I just can't take it another moment, another day, why can't I get that job that I see myself having? You know, it's time to examine all of those things to, with grace and ease, release and let the real you shine through. Really
very courageous step.
Yeah.
It's a very courageous step to say, I want to examine myself.
Mm-hmm.
And in that examination, you will come to really know who you are.
Exactly.
And love who you are.
And love. Well, right. With compassion. Right.
With compassion and acceptance every step of the way. And you will find out what your defenses are, and you will get to that point where, you know what, I move to the essence of me. What is the old adage? To know yourself is to become reborn within you and to become at one with your child again.
Mm. Absolutely. Very cool stuff. Well, Jeff, I want to thank you. This has been quite enlightening. I want to thank Michael for some wonderful teachings. You know, we are just living in the most amazing of times, and it's just, I love what I do. Part of this is having this show, because I am so blessed that Spirit sends the right and perfect people, right, to bring on the show and to share this message of we consciousness. What an important message it is, and everyone has their own unique way. And that's what's so interesting too. As we come together in this we consciousness, we still have our individual sense and self of self expressing through this we consciousness. And so it's just amazing. And I want to thank you for taking the time to spend with me. What a wonderful, wonderful message it is indeed.
All right. We are, you're welcome. And we are all unique. And when we step into we consciousness, we are stepping out of the old herd consciousness to follow the mythical leaders and staying in line. And we consciousness, as we move through the pathway within, we are realizing our greatness, our powerfulness, and our uniqueness, where in we consciousness, our uniqueness is celebrated. We are
absolutely. Mm. That's wonderful. All righty. Well,
we have to celebrate ourselves first before anybody can celebrate us.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. Okay. That's a good lesson to get. Celebrate and love ourselves first. All righty. Well, I want to thank you, and we'll have to do this again. Take care of yourself.
Great. Thank you,
okay.
Louise.
Take care, Jeff. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And so, everyone, I want to thank you for tuning in today. Wow. And what a wonderful message through Michael. Before I go, just a couple of reminders, of course. Affirmations for Living, as you know, it's all about affirming a better way of living. It's about discovering your true, authentic self. And I'm here to assist you on your journey to go. So go to my site, affirmationsforliving.net, if you haven't already gone there, and check everything out. And if you haven't gotten the app Awakened, please download it today. That way you can stay connected wherever you are, whatever you're doing. You don't ever have to miss an episode. You can go to the App Store and get Awakened, A-W-A-K-E-N-E-D, today. And just until the next time, I want you to take care of yourself. Be blessed. Know that you are loved. And to really connect into your true, authentic self. What did Jeff say? He said, learn how to accept yourself with love, how to love yourself with compassion, right where you are, right in this moment. And so, till next time, love yourself and allow yourself to express. So I want to thank you. Be blessed. Take care. This is Reverend Dr. Edvige, and you have been listening to Affirmations for Living. Until next time, bye-bye. You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edvige. Namaste.